Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 25th, 2026. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. For we are not peddlers of God's word like so many, but in Christ we speak as persons of sincerity, as persons sent from God and standing in His presence. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Surely we do not need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you, do we? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all, and you show that you are a letter of Christ prepared by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Here ends the reading. What do you think about when you hear the word church? Is it a particular building at a particular location? Or a particular style of worship, whether traditional or contemporary? Do you think about stained glass and Sunday school? Or maybe Bible study and service projects? Do you think about long committee meetings or less than ideal coffee? Or maybe you remember a bygone time when somehow the experience of church felt different, when Sunday morning crowds were bigger and the experience of going to church was a top priority. Often, when I make my way across the Trinity Church parking lot from the side door of the rectory to the side door of the church building, I wonder how ways of being church will have to evolve in the coming decades. As a colleague told me earlier today, if a congregation is coasting, that is a sure formula for decline. But at the same time, whatever will be next hasn't fully come into view just yet. As I read today's passage from 2 Corinthians, I kept reflecting on the relational aspect of Paul's ministry with and for the congregations he founded over the course of his ministry. It seems to me that the key component of that ministry, more than even preaching and teaching, was the tending of relationships. Mind you, this was a time when congregations were mostly meeting in households, worship practices hadn't been standardized, and there wasn't any sort of centralized certification processes to make sure would-be apostles had been duly vetted. Paul makes it clear, however, that he is not a gospel peddler. His work involves doing his best to live the gospel, and the testimony to his success was the existence of the congregations he had founded, the one in Corinth included. In fact, Paul asserts he doesn't need a letter of recommendation because the Corinthians in and of themselves are his evidence that he is who and what he says he is. For Paul, the church is a living, breathing entity, made up not of professionals and programs, but of people who are engaged with each other and who together worship the living God and serve the world in and around them in the name of Jesus. I recently read an article written by a community organizer who is making the pitch that our society needs more potlucks and fewer protests. He was adamant that the way we begin to heal the divisions we feel so keenly these days is to spend time with one another and learn how to be neighbors again. In that article, he noted that the local congregation, with all of its characters and quirks, has the raw material from which to build bonds of mutual respect and meaningful fellowship. A few days after reading that article, and to be honest, being a little aggravated at what I took to be the author's naivete, I walked across the parking lot on a Friday evening, went through the church doors, and followed the noise into the parish hall. What I saw was about 50 folks of all ages, from under 2 to over 70 years old, gathered around tables, passing food, yakking up a storm, laughing with and listening to each other as they, within the context of Christian fellowship, caught up on life. I stood there, overwhelmed by how, in that moment, I was witnessing a sort of holy communion where everyone present was welcome and everyone was being fed. Maybe church is as simple as that, taking time to be with each other, taking time to pray with each other, and taking time to learn from each other. I don't know about you, but in these days of disagreement and distrust, doing those simple things seem like pretty good places to start. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.